You are listening to the Unity Now podcast featuring the Reverend Sean Birch, the pastor of Spirit of Unity Baptist Church in Roanoke, Virginia. In this podcast, you will hear powerful messages from Pastor Birch and other ministers that tell of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. These messages will inspire, challenge, and help you grow in your relationship with God. I hope you're ready. I know I am. Let's be blessed by today's message.
Scripture text will be coming from 1 Peter. It's time to get to work here. 1 Peter, the fifth chapter. 1 Peter, chapter 5. 1 Peter, chapter 5. And if you're able, we stand in reverence to the word. We thank God that we have opportunities to honor our mothers and women in the church. I know last year we had a great opportunity to honor Sister Nita Smith, and this year we're blessed, equally blessed, to honor Sister Houston. We thank God for these opportunities and don't take those lightly. Amen. 1 Peter, the fifth chapter. And we're just going to focus on verses 6 and 7. And I'll be reading today from the English Standard Version. Text says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." Let's pray. Sovereign God, I come to you right now. First of all, saying thank you. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be in this sacred space, learning together, worshiping together, and in growing together in your word. God, it's preaching time, and I need you, God, like I never needed you before. It's fitting, God, that you put Sean Birch behind the cross so that your children, your people, saint or sinner, to be focused totally on your word. God, help us that when we are troubled, we come to you. That not only we come to you, but we know how to give our troubles to you.
Yes.
Lord, as we continue to navigate day by day, we know that there are going to be some things that will burden us and cause us to feel sad, even depressed. But God, we thank you that in the midst of our trouble, in the midst of those burdensome moments, you gave us Jesus. And Jesus is more than enough to make it through any second, minute, hour, week, month, and years. Help us to center ourselves on Jesus and in Jesus so that you can always get the glory and someone will have hope in the example we live. In Jesus' name we pray this prayer. Amen. You may be seated in the house. Text says in 1 Peter, the fifth chapter, verses 6 and 7, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." Subject that I want to leave with you all this morning at 10:49. Yes, that was intentional, because I wanted to be on record that I started at 10:49. So if we go 10 minutes past the hour, it's in fact 20 minutes that I was preaching and not 40 minutes. Amen. Amen. I appreciate it. No, the point is I didn't get started till right now, but I'm going to let the Lord use me. The sermon title that I want to leave with you all today is simply this: give your troubles to God. Give your troubles to God. I think it's fitting to stand here and preach this sermon as if I was writing a letter, since this is an epistle by the very nature of its writing. Dear family, Spirit of Unity, I am deeply humbled this morning because 1 Peter chapter 5 directly encourages me as a leader to tend to the flock of God among me. I read over this chapter time after time after time again, and I began to hear Pastor Peter telling me, Pastor Sean, to guide the flock of God who are among you. Dealing with the present difficulties and impending problems that lie ahead, although Peter appears to be addressing the elders or pastors of the church, I believe the instruction is useful and intended for the entire flock as well. Amen. We all have reached a point where we were anxious or nervous about something or someone. In fact, if I was a betting man, I think I would bet right now that some of us are burdened by something or someone even right now. In the face of problems, in the face of burdens, in the face of conflict, we tend to stress or worry about the difficulties that we encounter. Some people worry so much that they cannot eat, they cannot sleep, and end up manifesting into some type of physical ailment. The blood pressure has risen up. Diabetes is out of whack. Chest is hurting. Heart is palpitating. We presently have a lot to worry about today. We are anxious about everything. In fact, we coming out of a pandemic. Some would say we still in a pandemic, but we still are anxious about coronavirus. We are anxious about how our relationships are turning out, whether it's marital relationships, communal relationships, our friendships, our job relationships. We tend to have anxiety and we worry about our finances. And if you're an adult in this building or a young adult, you know you're worrying about your finances. God bless them numbers, because Jesus is getting hard out here. I mean, we were at a point where eggs were like $7 a carton, and that wasn't for 18, that was for 12 count. And we praying to the Lord, God help us, because food is rising at an astronomical cost, and we're wondering how can we afford to pay, not only pay our bills, but feed our children, take care of our children. God, how are we going to supply our needs? In this verse, it's like Pastor Peter is telling us to stop it and take all of our concerns to the Lord. Somebody turn to the neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
Oh, neighbor,
oh neighbor,
take it to the Lord in prayer. This epistle, 1 Peter, was addressed to the Christians who were scattered throughout the five Roman provinces of Asia Minor. That would be Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, which is now modern northern Turkey. These scattered Christians were both Jews and Gentiles. The purpose of this letter is to encourage those Christians who are scattered throughout the province that are experiencing some hard time in their Christian living. Do I have anybody in here today that's experiencing some hard times in their Christian living? And if you're not experiencing some hard times in your Christian living, just keep on living a little while longer and
and you'll find that you'll hit that proverbial brick wall every once in a while. Because we are Christians does not exempt us from having hard times. Because we are Christians, it does not exempt us from feeling burdened by life's troubles. We are burdened just like the sinner is burdened. We are burdened just like the world is burdened. But the difference is, saints of God, that when we are burdened, we got somebody reliable that we can come in contact with. I wish I had a witness in here. You see, for every burden you experience, for every trouble you encounter, you had to know that God is right there to help you through it. You see, you got folk that are burdened and are worried and they need to relieve their stress. Some people will turn to drugs. Some people will turn to alcoholism. Some people will turn to sex. Some people will turn to money. But aren't you glad today that when you're in trouble, you can turn to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who hung on Calvary's cross and shed blood for the remission of all of our sins. And when you feel like you can't turn to anyone else, when the world and your problems have you running all over the place, you ought to know that you can turn to King Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Peter gave his audience some much needed encouragement throughout this letter. These encouraging words are all, somebody say all. They're all useful. However, verse 7 really blessed me and challenged me to follow this principle in my Christian living. And I can only hope that the power in this verse alone will provide each and every one of us with comfort, peace, and also good news. Who needs some good news this morning?
Yes.
Much like Peter, I too share this verse with you because I understand that you're burdened. I understand that you think about stuff that stresses you out, and then you have all this anxiety built on you. And I share these words with you like Peter shares these words because I simply care about feeding you the enriching food from the word to help you in your present adversities. Oh, you didn't catch it right now. Now, if I told you I was going to feed you some Popeye's chicken, you would have been glad about it. If I told you I would have had a kingly spread in London Fellowship Hall, oh, you would have got excited about it. But I'm telling you that all this broke preacher can do for you today is give you the smorgasbord of God's word and lay it before you. And it's your responsibility to start eating of the word. No wonder you're still stressed out. No wonder you're still depressed. No wonder you're still burdened because you haven't went to the Lord and left it there. You haven't went to the Lord and asked God to take part of God's word. I tell you, if I said you were gonna get some Popeyes, you would have been like, well, unlike KFC trying to catch up with chicken nuggets, Popeyes already been there. Somebody in here knows what I'm talking about. No, let's get serious. The first thing that I want to bring to your attention in this text is that the Greek word for anxiety means fracture, divide, or to break apart. Ooh, that hits differently now. Because when you say I'm anxious or I'm worried about something, the Greek says that anxiety means fracture. Say it with me. Fracture.
Fracture.
Divide. Break apart.
Break apart.
Fracture.
Fracture.
Divide.
Divide.
Break apart.
Break apart.
Yes, anxiety attempts to tear us apart. Mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. That is the very reason why Jesus tells us in Matthew the 6th chapter, verse 25, do not worry. How many of you like the Lion King in the building today? I don't know if you ever seen the movie The Lion King. Oh, come on now. See, some of y'all getting too cute. Some of y'all acting like you never seen The Lion King. Like some of you know you about to see the new Little Mermaid movie. I know I'm going to be in the house and I'm be like, yes, Ariel, sing your song. Yeah. I'm going to be in that movie theater house and I'm going to be excited about the Little Mermaid. But right now I'm talking about the Lion King. And in the Lion King, Tamika, I'm going to talk to you because you're talking to me. In the Lion King, Tamika, we remember there was a part that that young Simba was ended up running away from home and was stranded. And then he ran across these two homeboys by the name of Puma and Timon. And then Simba was telling his story. And then Puma and Timon said, we got the remedy for you. And they said, we got a word for you. And they ended up saying, Hakuna. Hakuna Matata. And that means for the rest of your
day.
It means
no worries.
For the rest of your
day.
Yeah, Hakuna Matata. Yeah. And it would serve us well that some of us as Christians, Peter reminds us, he may not have said the Swahili word Hakuna Matata. Yeah, it's an actual language, Hakuna Matata. Swahili, it means no worries for the rest of your days. Yeah, but it serves us well to reflect on that and think about scripture that when you got a great mighty God who sits high on the throne, what in the world do you got to worry about? You allow your anxieties to break up stuff that don't need to be broken. You allow your anxieties to divide us as a church, divide us as a society. People anxious about everybody, but if you keep your mind on Jesus, then you won't be worried about what this person may or may not do to you. I wish I had a witness today. If you center yourself in God's spirit, then you will find that you won't be broken. Your anxiety will not tear you apart or tear your family apart or tear your community apart or tear your marriages apart or tear your schools apart. But you can stand on the foundation of God's word, and God's word will not only center you, but keep you together. Yeah. God's word will keep you together. And it's in those moments when you feel like you're going to lose your mind and fall apart, that's when you need God's word the most. Because if you don't seek God's word, it will, the anxieties that weigh you down will ruin you and break you down. The good news is that we do not have to hold on to our anxiety, and we can apply this practical principle in our Christian living. Bible says, cast all your anxiety on him. Oh, I need to say that again. Cast all your anxiety on him. No, I think Spirit wants us to say it again. Cast all your anxiety on him. If you don't want to be broken anymore, you see, thank you, God. If you don't want to be broken anymore, God says stop holding on or carrying stuff that's breaking you. It says it in the translation of the word anxiety, but it also shows us here that in order for the fracturing to stop, you gotta cast away the weight that's causing the cracks in your relationship or in your faith with God. Oh, you don't want to talk to me this morning. In other words, the reason why your faith is broken, the reason why your relationship with God is broken, because you are content with carrying the weight that's fracturing and cracking your relationship with God. In other words, it's your responsibility to let go, let God, and he will stop the fracturing. You will stop the fracturing. It's simple principles that we can carry, we can apply. All you got to do is say, I just can't hold on and carry this thing anymore.
All right.
Peter teaches us when we are anxious about difficult moments, we must throw all our worries, concerns, stress, and heartaches on Jesus. Please do not hold on to it. The text says, cast it all on him. Yeah. Therefore, the Bible just told us that it is your responsibility to cast your anxiety on Jesus. Well, Pastor, I don't want to cast it on Jesus because nobody don't want to hear my problems. No one wants to help me carry that thing. No one wants to be able to be around me to hear what I'm going through. Well, I stopped by to let you know today that yes, people will get sick and tired of your stress, your drama, and your burdens. But guess who's strong enough? Guess who's strong enough? Willing enough? Ready enough? With extended hands to take the very things that you can't carry by yourself any longer. Therefore, empty that anxiety bucket. Yeah, all of us have an anxiety bucket. And we have filled that bucket to the brim, to the point that stuff is overflowing. I want blessings to overflow. I don't want anxiety to overflow. You were called to allow your anxieties to overflow. I'm telling you right now, God wants to bless us and allow our blessings to overflow. So we must empty the anxiety bucket until it is unfilled. When we cast our anxiety on him, on Jesus, we are also making a declaration that we trust Jesus with our problems and hardships. I'm going to say it again. When we take the time to unfill our anxiety bucket, we make the declaration that we trust Jesus with our stuff. Now, I'm going to be honest. You can't trust everybody with your business. You can't trust everybody with your being. You can't trust everybody with your thoughts and feelings. You can't trust everybody with your anxiety. Because same people you trust with your anxiety, your problems, your concerns, the same people that thought that was just some good news to spread in the streets. And then now you're anxious because you're wondering who's talking about you. You're anxious because you're wondering who's stabbing you in the back and who's using your information against you. But that's why we are encouraged to place our anxiety on Jesus. Because one, Jesus can handle it. Somebody's turned to the neighbor and say, he can handle it. Jesus can handle it. Two, the reason why we can turn it over to Jesus is because we can trust him to keep it between me and Jesus, right? I love you, but everybody, I ain't trusting with my information because you ain't gonna just keep it to yourself. But Jesus you can trust because he can not only keep it to himself, but Jesus will actually do something that will lift you up. Come on now. The second thing I'm going to talk about, that Pastor Peter offers another reason why we should cast all our cares on him. And it's simply this, because he, Jesus, cares for you. Amen. You realize you're emptying yourself to some people who really don't care about you. You're emptying yourself to people who really don't care about you. Emptying yourself to people who want to trick you out of your faith, your belief in God. There are people that don't like God, or don't like God, or feel like that God ain't done nothing for them. When the last time they checked their breath and their heartbeat? I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, look, we got scientists. No, I said in Bible study. I said, we got scientists. We got some scientists who don't believe in God. And we'll use science to try to prove that God is not real. But the reality is that science actually proves that God is real. And there are, and it's not all scientists. There's just some scientists. But there's some Christian scientists out there who believe in God and will properly use science to prove that God is real. All I'm just trying to say is the reason why I can turn my stuff over to God, because God is real. He's real to me deep down in my soul. I'm just not handing my problems over to an invisible figure. An invisible figure, well, let me put it this way. God, we can't see. He is invisible indeed because God is made out of spirit. But I'm not handing my stuff over to someone who does not exist. I'm handing my stuff over to someone who exists and has a historical record.
Yeah.
I wish I had somebody ready to shout. I just told you, Bible just told us, I just told you, but the Bible just told us that God has a historical record. Oh, I wish somebody would shout in here with me. In other words, you know, God wasn't written up just to be a bedtime story for us as children. No, God has transcended time and space. And before we could even be, God created everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. So I can trust God because I'm dealing with a God who is a creator. I'm dealing with a God that actually can do something versus folk that we see every day and can't do a thing for us. Let me go on. I do not know about you, but the fact that the Lord cares that much to be willing to take on my stress makes me want to shout. It makes me want to praise him. It makes me want to give my all to him. We have people in our lives who care about us. But I think we can agree that as much as people care, they have their limits. However, I'm happy to report that when people have their limits, when your pastor has his limits, when the ministers have their limits, when the deacons and deaconesses have their limits, when other church members have their limits, Jesus does not have any limits, and he is our Lord who is strong enough to handle the weight of those things that are trying to break us down, crush us, and tear us apart. So we come to you today, God, simply to say, take it to the Lord in prayer. Now, when you take it to the Lord, I think it's also something that when you give God your troubles, oh yeah, leave it there. We got a problem that we take things to God, but then we want to take it back. Reason why, you still broken and messed up because you took it back. Oh my God, there's some people that took it back. But God's saying, no, I don't need you to take back the very things that you're trying to take to me. I need you to leave it right. Leave it right there. There's a hymn by Charles Tinley entitled, Leave It There. The songwriter says, if the world from you withhold of its silver and gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he feeds the little bird. Take your burden. Oh, and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Then the songwriter kept on singing and said, if your body suffers pain and your health you cannot regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Songwriter got happy and said, I got some more to tell you. When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. He will make a way for you and lead you safely through. Take your burden to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And leave it there. Then finally, because this is Youth Sunday, the writer said, hey youth, when your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on and your body bends beneath the weight of care, he will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. And before I go to my seat, each and every one of us have a burden. We may have multiple burdens, but there is one who has the power to not only take on your burdens, but gives us the confidence to leave it there with him. And I'm so glad today that I can take my problems before the Lord and leave it there. Depression, leave it there. Self-doubt, leave it there. Doubt, leave it there. Everything that cripples us, leave it there. Oh, do I have a witness in here? Yeah, you had to leave some stuff at the feet of God. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. Your victory is in leaving it there. Oh, come on now. Your victory is in leaving it there. Because when you leave it there, God will take care of it. God will give you what you need. God will help you out. And there was a sin problem that plagued all of us, but God said take it to the Lord and leave it there. And so one day when Sean Birch was 12 years old, scared to death, didn't think that I was ever going to make it through life, wondered if I was going to live past the age of 12. Sean Birch at the age of 12 was scared to die because Sean Birch did not know where he was going. And because I was a sinner who was an unbeliever who didn't believe in God at the time, it was the word of God that convicted my heart to help me believe in the word of God. And then this 12-year-old brother by the name of Sean Birch gave himself over to God, and I left my fear at the feet of Jesus, because the Bible informs me that when I die, I'm going to God in heaven for all eternity. And so I just want somebody to know that God can handle your fears. God has a remedy for your hurt. God has a remedy for your pain. You just got to take it to the Lord in prayer. You got questions? Take it to the Lord. You got some things that are holding you back? Take it to the Lord. Folk trying to tear you down? Take it to the Lord. Family sick? Take it to the Lord. Leave it with the Lord and let God do what God does best. Work